Yes, photographed at the Savoy Hotel, getting my award from Theresa May. This will do wonders for my street cred in the Yes campaign. I'm lucky, actually, that Jim Murphy got an award before me. I've already tweeted your picture, Jim. And I'm no running for election. Theresa, I did sympathise with your technological challenges earlier on, but can I just say, you see, if your fingers ever get onto the nuclear button, ladies and gentlemen, I'm quite overcome, you know, by this award. You know, I look at this hanky and I say to myself, the only word that comes to mind is respect. But in best mode, I want to give this commitment to this audience today. Let's call it more than a commitment, let's call it a vow. If the All England Club are wise enough in my reduced status to invite me back to the Wimbledon final, I vow today that Mrs. Salmond in her handbag will have the St. George's Cross as well as the saltire for available display when Andy wins again, because as we know, Andy is really British when he's winning. I'm pleased to get this award from the Spectator. I understand, of course, it's due to my substantial role in saving the state of the United Kingdom and Great Britain and Northern Ireland during the referendum campaign, at least for now. The Spectator was the go-to paper magazine of the Yes campaign. I go to it often to illustrate the right-wing ideology that we will escape from when we're wise enough to vote for independence. But I am grateful, hugely grateful, Fraser, that we have a new national paper in Scotland, which I have undertaken to advertise at every available opportunity, which in page 8 today has the news that Better Together made us vote yes. This is a survey, an opinion poll, which reckons that the strongest motivation for people voting yes in the referendum campaign was indeed the Better Together campaign, that 2/3 of Scots who voted yes cited that as a reason. Only 40% said the Yes campaign was a reason, and only 10% of the no voters said the Better Together campaign. This leads to the sobering conclusion, and sobering conclusions are very useful at lunches like this, the sobering conclusion that Fraser Nelson won more votes for the Yes campaign than I did. And also to a forecast of the future, that if the Spectator circulation can soar in Scotland, then the next referendum, whether it be a lifetime, a generation, or a year or two away, will undoubtedly be won by the Spectator's soaring sales. Can I leave you, ladies and gentlemen, with three quotations and predictions? Obviously, the worst thing about losing ministerial office is losing the ministerial car. And therefore, I'm grateful to Davy, my well-read driver, for pointing out to me verse 93 of the Prognostications of Nostradamus. When Mercury is in the ascendant and we are under the lunar globe, the Isle of Scotland, from it will come a great light, which will cause much confusion and change in Albion. Well, that sounds all right to me. And I think the referendum, Fraser, was a great light in terms of the motivation and stimulation and politicisation and empowerment of a nation. Second quotation, because I'm a Scottish Presbyterian, I'm the one who's not retiring from politics. So this is Matthew 20, verse 16. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. And it's interesting that those who were last in the referendum campaign are now first in the opinion polls, and those who were first in the referendum campaign are looking, sounding, and acting like losers, and not very good losers at that. And the last The last forecast for next year, matching Nostradamus and Holy Scripture, is from the late great, the great Ricky Fulton. Ricky Fulton, who entertained for many years Scots in a Scots and Rye programme, specialising at Hogmanay. And every Hogmanay, looking at what had happened desperately over the last year and the forecast he was making for the next year, looked at his audience and said, and I think this is appropriate to the political landscape that we see before us, that, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be one hell of a year. Thank you very much.